This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Right here on the show, you'll enjoy the unvanished truth from a people of a rising continent. On Mondays, radioactive. Tuesdays, open thought. Wednesdays, worthy of note. On Thursdays, the Lords of Logic. And on Fridays, oh, what a week.
Wow.
I invite you to the world on The Sunny Side. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
My name is Joyce. Hello and good afternoon to you. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. It's 22 minutes past 12 and the sun rises here. Welcome to The Sunny Side. We're of the love weekend, February 14th yesterday. Today, February 15th, kind of happens real quick, but maybe you're not supposed to work with a calendar. You're supposed to work with life and self-actualization. By that, I mean that you set out every day to love, to give love, in hopes that you get loved back in return. I hope your weekend was beautiful. I hope it was rest. I needed all the rest I could get, and I got me some. All right. And I'm rather, refreshed for another work week. I hope you're ready yourself. Well, I guess you're pretty much already at work, at the office, shop, on the road, going somewhere, meeting, whatever it is you're doing, we're here for you. And with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's another beautiful Monday. And on radio here, as always, we're radioactive. And there's quite a number of things to cover. Well, a few things to look at. Time is really all that we have. So first, we want to look at the situation with the herdsman. I think it's really worth visiting again. The situation with the herdsman. And then look at Nigerians who take up help. But somewhere in all of that, we've heard cases of, say, the help suffering at the hands of the one who's taking them in, whether it's a male boss or a female boss. There's a news in the story, the reports of a young man who got an acid bath from his boss. And after that singular incident, he was locked up. It's a very compelling story, and I would like to get your view as to what you think is fair regarding this consistent, ever-repeating tale of young Nigerians who get taken in by maybe uncle, auntie, relative, or maybe even, just someone out there who needs help. But somewhere down the line, it gets worse for the one who is at the receiving end. Usually it's the one who's brought in. Of course, there's the other side of the conversation. We're going to be going off on a break in no time. And when we return, first on our plate, herdsman, AK-47, and what you think about, Nigerians having, that's the thing, the sensitivity of it, just having arms. Oh, hold on a second. I'll explain it. You'll understand it. We'll be right back. We're back. Well, this was pretty much like Friday. Friday. Welcome to The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. I think there's something really worth contemplating. And I want you, to the best of your human conscience, to try to analyze this. Remember, the vision is one Nigeria. At least that's the objective. And the only way we can do it is to comprehend our problems and find ways by which we can deal with them. Friday, the Bauchi State Governor, Bala Muhammad, said the Fulani herdsmen carry AK-47 for self-defense because, they're being attacked. He slammed his counterpart in Benue State, Samuel Otom, over his handling of the farmer herder clashes leading to loss of lives. But then you pretty much would have guessed the outcome of that. A lot of Nigerians reacted to that, saying, how could he defend civilians like the herders you know, carrying weapons. Well, we had the privilege of having him revisit that particular statement. And on Sunday, he explained himself over a comment he made about Fulani herdsmen carrying AK-47 rifle for self-defense. A statement issued by Mukhtar Gidado, his senior special assistant on media. All right, so this specifically is the core of his message, trying to correct the statement that he believes pretty much was taken out of context or maybe not thoroughly understood. The primary objective of the governor was to avert the dangerous prospect of a nationwide backlash as tempers flared, and given that the phenomena of inter-ethnic migration is a national pastime involving all ethnic groups in Nigeria. By extension, the governor made it absolutely clear that it will be inappropriate to label any one tribe based on the crimes of a number or, say, a few members of an ethnic group. Yeah, this is him speaking through his media person. So remember that the governor is trying to make it clear that it would be inappropriate to label any one tribe, you know, criminals just because a few of them in there have chosen to be antisocial in their behavior. The statement further stressed that the governor's reference to the AK-47 was simply to put in perspective the predicament and desperation of those law-abiding Fulani herdsmen who, while carrying out their legitimate cow-rearing business, have become serial victims of, you know, banditry and attacks. Kidnapping. He also says that these herdsmen have also faced assassination. He said those were the people who, in the absence of any protection from security agencies, are forced to resort to self-help to defend both their means of livelihood and their lives. So that's really what I would love for us to look at. He made a statement, and the statement, in his view, was misunderstood. And yeah, many times that happens where you say something and the person who's listening is listening either too quickly or is being distracted, so they partially hear you. And because there is no presence of mind on the part of the listener, many times their deductions are not necessarily what you mean. So yeah, that happens every time. And he had the privilege to actually revisit that. And this is pretty much the attempt at revisiting something that was misconstrued. He said that, yes, that there are a number of people. I want to rephrase that again. The governor stressed, or his reference to the AK-47 situation, was simply to put in perspective the predicament and desperation of those law-abiding Fulani herdsmen who, while carrying out their legitimate cow-rearing business, come into contention with people who attack them. They come into confrontation with people who kidnap them and many times, or maybe sometimes, assassinate them. He said, these were the people who, in the absence of any protection from security agencies, are forced to resort to self-help to defend both their means of livelihood and their lives. So maybe it's worth contemplating, and personally, I thoroughly think it is, that, you know, it's, and you know what? For the benefit of the doubt, I feel like you might think, who's attacking them? Nobody's attacking them. It's all right. Maybe for the context today, let's analyze it and allow as much room for what might be your view and the opposing view. Yeah. So let's assume they get attacked. Is there any justification for the carrying of arms, AK-47, by herders? Usually you grow up and you get told maybe Bible stories, or your parents buy you storybook and you read about shepherds, and usually what they have is a stick. And then through evolution, human advancement, I don't know what to call this, the furtherance of human culture or the human species, it goes from that to AK-47, a sophisticated rifle. And then the backing to that, or maybe at least for the sake of this conversation, we say the justification from the perspective of the Bauchi State Governor's perspective is that in the absence of security, then men who get attacked must defend themselves. So imagine the common Nigerian every day out there on the street and what that Nigerian faces every day. And believe me, when I say the average Nigerian, I mean the MDs, the CEOs, the managers, the accountants, the trader, the market woman, every Nigerian on every economic class. the NBC staff, the name it. At this point, everybody who's doing something, whether you're in government or you're out of government. So just imagine what you're faced with every day as you go out. Many times, many of you have to pray because something can hit you and that is the end of the story. So I was thinking, given the fact that, you know, insecurity is what it is, and this is just a wild thought, should Nigerians then have a kind of weapon to defend themselves, given that there might just be justification for that? When you think about it, we've heard of people getting robbed. We spoke about a young 22-year-old Nigerian who got robbed and was shot. And between the gerrymandering between where he got shot and his, admittance to some clinic, he died. He wasn't a thief. He wasn't an armed robber. At 22, he was already what we can call a geek of some sort, an engineer, an IT whiz kid. But yeah, that happened. And that's one of many. You have to forgive me because I haven't told your own mother's story or your own father's story. So I just made reference to that because we talked about that on Nigeria Info. And should every Nigerian then defend themselves? Because at this point, it's looking like you have to. But no, I'm not. I don't want it to get there. So here's what I'm asking you to do. Just think about it. Should Nigerians then defend themselves? Should we all bear arms to defend ourselves? Then what would the society look like? What would the society look like? Where everybody has to, okay, after all, we understand that nobody's protecting us. So this is me protecting myself. Which is actually a fundamental right, actually, to protect myself. I mustn't hurt you, but if I feel threatened by you, then I must protect myself. 0700-993-993-993. And honestly, the idea in my head is very sparse and somewhat sketchy. So I'm hoping that we can remember in good conscience and good judgment, make sense of this. Because it would appear that the herdsmen are supposed to carry arms because they're being threatened. I mean, there is what should happen so that whatever it is they're consistently being confronted by is actually dealt with. You know how it is where there is a root to the problem? Then you remove the problem at the root so that the problem ceases. Something like that. 0700-993-993-993. We are Nigeria Info. Welcome to radio.
Activate. We are Radio Active on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. What's your name? Sorry, I lost you. Please make it back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Hello? I apologize. Hello. The sunny side. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon, sir. I'm Ramatayo. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Joyce. Yes. Please go ahead.
According to what these people have been planning now, it is necessary for we Nigerians, if at all I cannot have money to buy a rifle, I can go for local ones just to protect myself, according to what those people have been saying now. If I cannot afford to buy AK rifle or AK-47 or AK-45, I can go for local ones.
But hold on, don't you think there's a problem with that now? When you think about it, what kind of society would that be? Where you have a gun and I have a gun. And if I woke up Friday morning and I don't like your face, well, I could shoot you in the leg.
It is what they want. That is what they are looking for. They want everyone to have guns to protect himself or herself. There's nothing bad in that. In as much they can consent on that. I, myself, as a citizen of Nigeria, I can have rights to protect myself. Simple.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I want you to think about the downside of that. It's necessary that you think about the downside of that because it also helps you maybe arrive at what might be fair judgment, something close to the truth. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you. The name is Kende.
Thank you very much for calling.
Okay. Each person bearing arms to be chaotic in Nigeria.
It would. Yeah.
I can only picture heat rage. I'm driving. You hit my car. I pick up my gun. I shoot you. Oh, my wife is having a problem with your wife. And then there's a slap somewhere in the middle. I pick up my gun. It's going to be chaos. It can't happen in this country. I don't think we're sane enough to have guns.
So should the herdsmen have guns?
No. The answer is a no. They can't. They shouldn't. The police, that's the problem. When the government has failed, then everybody will go to self-help. See, I hear people try to say it's the people who have got to do one or two things, but for me, the government more or less has the power, has been given the power to regulate things. If they fail, then the people resort to self-help. That's what's going on in Ibadan. Right now, the ethnic clash going on is the failure of the government, both the federal and the state. The institutions are not working. The Nigerian police force is understaffed. And we have lots of graduates out there without jobs. Can't we, for once, just do the right thing? They are saying there's no funds to employ people. The senators are collecting millions. The president, they should all, their salary should be slashed. Let's get security back on track and leave in peace.
All right. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to radio. What's your name? Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. Thank you very much for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Ugochi, calling from Anja.
Thank you.
Yeah, the problem we're having in this country, we are not telling ourselves the truth.
Yeah.
Government has failed. We don't need to protect, to defend government. They have failed totally. I don't know. They are planning everybody in the north to carry guns.
And not everybody in the north, the herdsmen.
Yeah, but only the governors in the north are saying this. Only the northerners are saying it. Nobody, we don't have governor in the east, we don't have governors in the west. I don't understand where we are going to. And we are still protecting one Nigeria. I don't know where that one is.
Do you think it's a Hausa thing? Remember, we're not necessarily talking about a tribe. We're looking at a group of people within a tribe who pretty much maybe we can at this point say have some kind of justification to bear arms.
Okay, the particular people we are talking about are Fulanis, they are herders.
The herdsmen, not the Fulani, not the tribe.
Not all the Fulani.
Yeah.
Okay, now, try to get this point now. If you are my sister, okay, if you are my mother, let's put it that way, and I commit crime, you protect me as your son. Are you not same wrong with the same thing people are accusing me of? When herders kill people, spoil people crops, then government protect them. Government have not said anything. Okay, now they are telling us that the herders are few, but we are protecting them. I have not heard one day that Fulani herders and the herders
are arrested.
No. They haven't had a clash one day. Government have not told us that they have a clash. And these headers we are hearing about is same government is telling us. Well, Boko Haram is still headers. Government keep on changing their names.
No, but the headers are different. You actually see them with your cows.
Yeah, but you haven't seen any Boko Haram caught by the government or headers caught by the government. No. They keep on deceiving us, telling us this is Boko Haram.
Oh, so that's your own sentiment, that you haven't seen any, active move by the government to oppose the killings by the herders.
They have not said anything about it.
All
they
right.
keep on protecting the
All right.
people that are committing crime. Then in the East, if we organize a security outfit to guide our farmland, to guide our mothers, to guide our sisters, then government will be against us. I don't know. I'm tired of being one Nigeria, honestly.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello, it's the Sunny Side. How are you? Hello, welcome. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon, welcome. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Opeyemi.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Ekurudu.
Okay.
Yes, my take on this, I work on the farm. I'm an agronomist.
Okay.
I remembered in 2017 while working in Ekpe, there was an issue of kidnapping in Ekpe. And when I reported to the DSS and the police, they advised me to go and get a license for a firearm because they told me that I am the first responder to the crime. They are not Holy Ghost. They will not be there when the crime will be perpetrated. It is after the crime has been done, that's when the security personnel will get there. No one be you, God forbid. If they kidnap you or they kill you there, you are gone. So my take is this.
Wow.
The security apparatus that we have, they are not Holy Ghost. They cannot be everywhere at the same time. For us to have that problem from happening, I want to subscribe to that counsel I was given. Let every Nigerian be the first responder to whatever crime that is being perpetrated towards them. And you must be able and fortified enough at least to repel such an attack as a first responder before backup will come from any of the security apparatus, whether the police, the civil defense, the army or the navy.
To be honest with you, in good faith, in good faith, the counsel you got from the police officers you reported your case to me sounds sound. But imagine a Nigeria where pretty much a certain fraction of the people in the society have guns. I mean, just look
that
at Nigeria.
That is an unfair situation. That is an unfair position to make a certain set of people harmed against the order. That is unfair.
Okay.
You know, every man should live for themselves. If matter comes to worse, the farmers should also get harmed. Any crime that is being perpetrated, I'm not going to label any tribe.
Yeah.
We are talking about criminality now.
Yeah.
A crime is a crime.
Absolutely.
Regardless
Absolutely.
Of where it's coming from.
Yeah.
So we want to deal with criminality, and I am helpless when a crime is being perpetrated at me. Is it when I am dead? Will the police have the ability to resurrect me when I am dead? So that should not happen. Nobody should just give up their life like a chicken.
This
like
is
that.
Crazy, yeah.
Live up and fight to defend this one life that you have. The criminals don't have a spare life elsewhere. They only also have one life too. So let us rise up. If we are to mount pressure on the government to actually liberate and make this thing liberal, every man, you know, should stand up because we don't have the security apparatus.
If you're honest, don't you think it's going to be chaotic? If that's the problem now, you see, that's the sensitivity of the subject, is that if we honestly say, let's go with your view, it's chaotic.
It's not.
It's not.
I have found out because I apart from farming, I'm also a martial artist. Apart from the competitive taekwondo that we do for sport, when I know that somebody is as equally trained as myself in taekwondo, no matter the provocation, there is a respect we'll give ourselves. But if somebody is not as trained as me, engage me in a kind of fracas, I will not think twice before taking up that person.
Oh.
I will fight that person. So the respect will be there when you know that the other person is equally as harmed as you are. You all will respect yourself. But when you know that the person is not harmed, that's when you'll be harassing and intimidating the person. That's what is happening.
All right. Okay.
There is no respect because one party is harmed, the other party is harmless.
Wow.
That's where they harass themselves.
All right.
They are harassing people. But when they know that they are equally matched, there will be respect there. And that's my take.
Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Chris. I'm calling from Amwood, okay?
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay. First of all, let me just start from where the last caller ended. Everybody arming themselves is not the best way to go.
Uh-huh.
Let me put it in context with what the governor said. The governor is making just one person opinion. It's not his opinion. If Buhari comes down and make an opinion today, that is an official statement from the presidency, it is his own opinion. Just like Obasanjo has been making statements, putting his mouth to his opinion. These are opinions. We have to look to the society in a larger context. In South Africa, there's an average of 2,000 deaths, gun violence in a month. Is that what we want in Nigeria? You talked about the young that was shot at the
Your line. Sorry, your line. Hold on. Hello? You're breaking up. It's breaking up. I'm hearing you ask me, can you hear me? But it's really...
You talked about...
Okay. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, please. Hello? I do apologize. Please call back. The Sunny Side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio, please.
What's the radio? Hello, good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon, welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Igwe Victor. I call from Oshodi.
Turn off your radio, please. Turn off your radio.
He is completely off now.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So, on the subject matter.
Yeah.
The two last people who spoke, they actually spoke well. The real issue is, if we allow everybody to carry arms, you know how uncivilized, or would I say, how black man always treat issues. We may abuse it.
Okay.
Now, the way the penultimate caller said that when you know that you have also a firepower that will compete with your own, the next person who tends to intimidate you or to molest you will remember that you also confront him, then he will not confront you. The major problem we have in Nigeria is this segregation that some people are favored and others are neglected. Okay, taking for example, like the penultimate caller cited it. In the East, due to security issues, some people decided to mobilize a security network that has worked so perfectly for the East. All these things we've been hearing, like invading villages and killing people, is no longer like that in the East. Eastern Security Network is protecting the East. Now, I ask you, why is the government going into the bush to look for the members of the ESN? Is it not because they are really in favor of a particular people who are molesting the rest? So my own suggestion on the issue is, let the government allow people from different regions to protect themselves instead of allowing a one-sided security outfit to lie in the hands of one people. Okay, like what we had the other day. Some people were complaining that the Nigerian army were flogging some residents in Oyo State after they had issues with the herdsmen who were killing people. So if you look at it, you look at it from the angle that the same people who we use our tax money to pay are the same people who look the other way around when the generality of the nation or people are having issues. Then when it has to be done against the other side, you will see them coming up. So all I will say is, if you allow everybody to go on firearm, we will kill ourselves.
Yeah.
So what's supposed to be done is to encourage regional security outfit.
Okay.
Just like Amoteko. Hello?
Like the Amoteko and the...
Yes. The problem we have with the Amoteko is the normal politics in Nigeria. The government infiltrated Amoteko. You will see some contradictory issues that some police officers arrested some members of Amoteko. Okay, now in the East, let anybody go and try to arrest ESN, that is East Security Network. Nobody can arrest them because their command is not from the government. You understand what I mean? So all we have to do is to encourage our...
Isn't this becoming very... Wouldn't you admit that this is rather chaotic? I mean, I understand the sensibility behind having regional security forces so that at least there's a security personnel on site when you make a complaint. But it doesn't quite appear that there's uniformity in this very idea of yours.
There is uniformity based on the fact that how polarized we are as a people has defined what we are and who we are. If you look at the country, you will see that we have this regional and ethnic sentiment that has already bedeviled the country.
Yeah.
So when you look at the general outfit of security network, you will realize that some people are not working for the interests of the whole people. The best way to go is to make sure every region has unbiased, unpublicized
security units. Thank you very much for calling. I can speak to one person before a break. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, welcome. Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio. Thank you. Yes. Please turn off your radio.
Good, my sister. You see, I don't like all this blame game. The IG, the one they give extension of 3 months, right? Hello, Joyce.
Go ahead.
When the guy was in the office, they hear the news all over the country. Oh, more pop arms. They are collecting arms from... And you see, allow some set of people to be carrying arms. And I call on the president.
It's not some of us are telling us, no, it's not one particular herdsman, it's not Fulani, Fulani is not herdsman. These people are doing all these things because the president is from Fulani. And I said to the president, look, these guys are giving you bad name. Because you are from Fulani, one or two of them, they arrest, nothing will happen. When the job boys or the militant in the Niger Delta were behaving, I hear some of the supporters of this government, send your gunboat, go and finish everybody, even if their own father is among, gun everybody down. But now everybody is making it. Some of us are making excuses for these people. The governors, I call on them, stop playing politics with your people. You are the chief security officer of your state. What did they do? Look at what happened at Ibadan. Over 20 people died. Joyce, you hear that? Hello,
yeah,
Joyce.
Yeah. Sorry, I need to go off on a break right now. I do apologize. I'll appreciate if
Thank
you can
you.
Please
Thank
call back. Please. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's a beautiful Monday, and we're radioactive. It's right now 3 minutes past 1 p.m. Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce, and I've really been kneading on the idea of what pretty much has been in the news. I think you made the news like Friday, right after the show on Friday, and I couldn't stop thinking about it. I mean, I would love for everyone to be safe. I would love for there to be peace. And I try to contemplate how can we achieve that. And this really affects every Nigerian, Igbos, Yorubas, Fulanese, the non-herders, yeah, Fulani non-herders, Hausa, Kalabari, name it, every tribe and every tongue bordered by the Nigerian geopolitical mapping. And then you realize that something has to be done. Then the question is, okay, so what can we do? Well, in the news, Governor Bala Muhammad of Bauchi State pretty much said something, and I think maybe he made it out of good intention, but the privilege of radio is that we have the opportunity to thoroughly analyze not just the situation, particularly if we're to partake of that situation, we also try to weigh the consequence of, say, for example, in this case, what the consequence can be if we say, if you justify, I mean, it looks like an excuse that kind of justifies why herders should have or bear arms. But then if you justify that, if you say, well, unfortunately, security is not what it is. And for that reason, these men are forced to defend their livelihood and defend their lives. Then what about the Ogbomoso farmer? What about the Enugu farmer? What about the... So everybody here pretty much is, I mean, check out the doctors, the lawyers, the nurses, the teachers, the broadcasters, the traders, the transporters, the wives, the nannies. So this practically just affects everyone. If you say, well, this group of people need to defend themselves, and unfortunately, it's not supposed to be like this. We know it's not supposed to be like this, but, you know, security is not what it is. So they let them defend themselves. Then here you have the rest of Nigeria. And you want, I'm asking, so what should they do? Should they negotiate their lives in the event that they come face to face with a threat? Should they beg for their lives? Should they wait for personnel to show up? Remember that the herdsmen who have guns are not waiting for anybody to show up. They determine what justice in that moment is. And if they call it self-defense, therefore is what it would be. At least until security comes in to kind of analyze the situation and nail the guilty one to the judgment seat. But where is the other person while all of this is happening? Too many stories of people killed on the farms. Like, too many stories. Sometimes it really just, I don't want to talk about it because it's hard to honestly just chew in on the images. Then imagine those who are physically confronted. Imagine you go to your mother's farm in Oyo State and she's shaking in terror. Her farm's destroyed. And she wouldn't go out. Well, you beg her not to go out because there's threats in the street. And the one on her farm has an arm. You go somewhere. Maybe it might not be Oyo. It might be Umuahia. It might be... And the person says, oh, look at the crops for the season destroyed. So I thought about it. It. To me, I'm thinking, does it make sense? No, for Nigeria, it doesn't make sense for people to bear arms. Absolutely no sense. We don't even have the patience to understand verbal communication. Haven't you heard, you say something to somebody and then they interpret it one way. Then the next time you meet them, then they blame you for what you said. And you're like, but I didn't mean that. I meant that. There's no patience to thoroughly comprehend and just chew on something. You see people getting in a bus. This is Lagos. Everybody's got a place to go. And where they are going, there's no light. Okay, maybe light's better now. 0700-993-993-993. We're Nigeria Info. Helen, welcome. The consequences of what could be your eventual decision. So let's think about it. Tell us your name.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Turn off your radio. Good afternoon. Go ahead.
My radio is off. Yeah, I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, my name is Ben.
Okay.
I had an incident where I was robbed. I was robbed almost twice in Lagos. And these people that tried to rob me were carrying arms. So I don't know how do I go about my own daily job without harming myself
or harming somebody else.
Yes.
Well, there's security. We have security in Nigeria.
We don't have security in Nigeria. There's no security. In fact, the first time I was robbed on top of a bridge, there were some policemen around, but nobody did anything.
Oh.
Then secondly, the Fulani headsmen that we're all talking about, who's giving them the AK-47? Where are they getting the AK-47s from? Are they the only ones that are protecting themselves in Nigeria? We are all protecting ourselves. We are all going through one crime or the other. So let Nigerians ask, where are they getting their AK-47s from? Because they cannot be manufacturing AK-47. Somebody is giving them this AK-47. Let them look for the people who's giving them the AK-47.
That's worth contemplating. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, the sunny side. Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Amos.
Welcome, Amos.
Yeah, for me, my take, I have to make reference to what happened to me in the past.
Okay.
So I understand where.
Please go ahead. Okay.
Years ago, I was traveling from to Okitipupa. And then there used to be robberies on the road, and it was at night. So I was sitting with the driver in front. So when we got to somewhere inside the bush, we heard a gunshot. And what did the driver do? The driver just brought out a pistol from under the seat and placed it on the gas pedal. I was scared because I was thinking, oh, this guy is not going to rob us. He now told us to be calm, that robberies do happen on this expense. So almost all the drivers operating in that alley have a gun to protect themselves. You know, and that is what he did.
Wow.
You understand?
What year was this?
That was about 10 years ago.
10 years ago?
10 years ago, yeah.
Wow.
There used to be a lot of robberies on that.
Yeah.
So, and for me, I think the way Nigeria is now, we all have to stand up for ourselves. If not for ourselves, at least for our family.
But it's going to be chaotic, don't you think?
Let me tell you something. Today, I'm an Uber driver. And yeah. I could remember, yes, it's still happening. They used to kill drivers, collect their cars, and do all sorts with them, especially in their cars. Wow. Now, a lot of my friends on our group were not thinking, what can we do? Some are suggesting they will have a pen line and all that with them. So that at least somebody that wants to hijack their car and all that, they will have the knife to defend themselves. Okay? But you know, I try to do the same thing, but I now thought of something. If a police officer should see me and they search my car and they see a knife, you understand?
Yeah.
They might want to say, oh, you are involved with armed robbery and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know that the same thing, all the other tribes in Lagos, even the ones that are pushing cars on the road, they have knife with them and nobody questions them. You understand? So there's a kind of imbalance. And again, another thing I want to point out to you, do you think what happened on Saturday, that the police were doing as if they were going on commando war. If it is the NURCW that wants to make a protest in Lekki Toll Gate, do you think they would do that? They would do that because they know most of them have arms. They will not be there.
This
so we are getting to a level in this country where everybody must find a way to get an arm, whether local or anyone, to defend yourself and your family.
But then that would be illegal to be in possession of arms. Well, except you legalize it, except you legalize the ownership of that.
Okay. Like my father is a villain. He has this gun that used to hunt animals.
Yeah.
And I remember growing up seeing him every day. We come, keep it, we do it, and then we keep it in the house. You understand? So he still has it in the house. I don't know, maybe it's legal or illegal, but I think that one is called Dane gun. I don't think there's any law banning me from having a Dane gun in my house.
Well, and if you're going to live in the city, then you would need, you know, the authorities to validate your ownership of a rifle.
The people that fought in Oba Lane, the NURCW that were shooting guns, do they have right to carry the gun?
This is, but that's what we're trying to avoid, that kind of chaos. Do you understand? Because, you know, when we make a decision, we also have to weigh the consequence of that.
Hold on.
Yeah.
It is illegal for you to be legal in an illegal society.
Oh, come on. Oh, please, please.
Thank you.
This is so... What? The sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Did you hear him? Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yes.
Welcome. We're happy to hear you. What's your name?
Name is Muiwa.
Okay.
From Nigeria.
Thank you very much, Muiwa, for calling. Please go ahead.
And I want to follow the last caller. The same country we are. We know the history. Although the Obasanjo government removed the history, but we still know the history. I'm fairly sure that they hand over this country to Hausa, Yoruba, and Igbo. We know the history, but I can't say it on radio. But the system that I, Olumuyiwa, we carry blame, I want to use the blade to trim my nails. And I mistakenly forgotten it in my pocket, and police stopped me, and they saw blade. They will say it's a criminal. I carry weapon. I want to go and rob. And from there, if God is not with me, I'm going to Nigeria prison. That horrible say, I'm going there because of a blade in my pocket.
You're probably exaggerating.
I know what I'm talking about, so don't let us go far. Maybe you are not brought up in Nigeria. Carry blade in your... Okay, maybe they know you are. My name is Joyce from Radio FM. Maybe they can leave you. But they saw blade. Nigeria police saw blade. In as much you are not another tribe, like Northern or Fulani, carry blade in your pocket. And the same system, a sitting governor is telling that they can carry AK-47 to defend themselves, a governor. And that's person in the Aso Rock didn't say anything. What is my point? Nigeria is a country of extraordinary.
You're breaking up. Extraordinary what? You kind of lost me on that one.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What did you say? Your last sentence. Extraordinary what?
Nigeria is a country of extraordinary people.
Oh, beautiful.
But ruling by ordinary people. And the way the ordinary people are ruling extraordinary people, the investors in other countries, they are watching us. They have seen that we want to turn Nigeria to another Yemen or Afghanistan or Iraq. And I'm here to see an investors that will come to Nigeria with billions of dollars to come and invest in a country where somebody will kidnap somebody, rape them, kill them if they don't have money to pay themselves. But in Nigeria, we come outside to Lekki to protest against man humanity. And you see Nigeria police were cuted. And they will say, because I saw it on the camera, welcome. Don't mind them. The reason those guys, they protest for that 20 days that last time because I was not in the country. But now that I've come back, they no born them where to protest. Nigeria police is saying that inside the camera. And today in the news, and the police are saying how those videos leak, they don't still know you and they want to find out. The police want to find out how those police, how they treat Nigeria on Saturday, how those videos leak, they still want to know. So I want to tell Nigeria government that those investors, that they want them to come and invest in Nigeria. They are watching us. They are watching us. As we are turning Nigeria into another Yemen, they are watching us.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side Where Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Hello. How are you? Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Sam.
Welcome, Sam.
Okay. Carrying of arms and the security situation in Nigeria, it boils down to two things: injustice and inequality.
Injustice and inequality.
The elder statesman that died about last week, Jakande, I want Nigerians to go and take a look at his life. I lived around him for so many years, close to 30 years. His house is what you can see. You can see through and see. At times, you will sit down inside his compound, you see him sitting down. And next governor. The house he's living, me, I can build that house. But what is happening now is that a councillor, a chairman of local government, go and see the buildings they are building all over the place with high fences. Even the money they use to build their fences, I cannot afford it. That is one thing. When one person take the money that belongs to a lot of people, there is no gun, there is no ammunition that will save such a person from the reactions of the people. Injustice. Inequality. Then for injustice, people have stolen the people's money.
Yeah, but in relation to the herdsman and the fact that there is some kind of defense for their carrying of arms, do you have anything to say in that regard specifically?
I have, because I come from a farm environment.
Okay.
From a farm environment, farmers also carry guns. They have their farm.
Yeah.
Their cassava and their yam. If you are defending your goats or your cattle, what will I need AK-47 to defend my yam? Is that what you are saying?
Okay.
So you can take my yam.
Okay.
You can take my cassava. Then nobody should touch your this thing.
Your cow.
That is inequality. And the law is saying that injustice. When such a person, an ethma, kill a farmer, what do you do to him? No justice is done. They go scot-free. And when these things are happening, people will take law into their hands. We are seeing that they are killing. When this thing started, they were saying, Fulani, the people saying, no, don't colorize it as ethnic something. We know the Fulani that we have before. They've been staying with us. They don't carry AK-47. They don't carry guns.
I feel at this point, the non-herder, who is Fulani at this point, is also a common Nigerian who also needs to be protected. Yeah. So should he also bear arms?
That is where it's going. But no amount of harm that is up. You see, this thing will not save our president. If you like, let him go inside the Aso Rock and lock himself there.
All right. Okay.
That is not what will save us. If they must talk and talk.
So what can save us? Is it like the government needs to invest in security, make security better? And kind of, I don't know. What do you think?
What will make it is that there is a gap over the years.
Yeah.
People have, there are no jobs, one. And people, especially in the north, a lot are not educated. If you look at it now, is it this modern life you are carrying, carrying cow into the bush in this 20th century or 21st century? You carry goats and go inside the bush. No, you are past that. Government should go into writing, go into modern way of rearing animals.
Of grazing. All right. Thank
and
you.
Nobody is saying this.
Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Thank you very much. The Sunny Side, good afternoon. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
Femi.
Thank you.
First Uptown.
Thank you very much.
Yes, statement that would be made. I make a statement on the radio today. I could put I almost called my company's name. I could put Nigerian Info into trouble. See,
you don't intend to put us into trouble, though.
Obviously, okay. Nigerian Info is my first love. I wouldn't do that. So, what I'm trying to say in a nutshell is, someone said something on radio some time ago, and the station was fined recently. And it's funny how someone in public position would make statements and it would be allowed to go just like that. Coming on air to say that the bandits the headsmen should be allowed to bear arms, it's even inciting enough. The same thing that T.Y. Danjuma said a couple of months or a year or so ago, and they all started running helter-skelter. Is that not the same thing that Governor just said, that headsmen should be allowed to bear arms?
For their security. So he kind of plays around the fact that, you know, they're vulnerable and they need to secure themselves.
Every Nigerian presently is vulnerable to one security problem or the other. I could be in traffic in Lekki, Aja, or whatsoever, and thieves will come and they start robbing. You can't reverse, you can't go forward. They will meet you there in the car and they will rob you. Am I not vulnerable? The heavy traffic in Lagos presently makes Lagosians vulnerable to attacks. So does that mean every Nigerian should start bearing arms? It's so funny how people come on air and they make statements that, oh, because somebody is vulnerable. They've been carrying these arms for God knows when. I know of about 10 plus years now. The Fulani, the headsmen we knew before when we were young, they parade villages, they go places, you greet them. You only see a stick that they hang on their shoulders. That is what we knew them for. But why should it be that we should be talking of arming people now? It's very funny. And
so you don't agree tonight? Some Nigerians think, you know,
agree.
Okay, good. Some Nigerians think, I think I want to get an arm. What do you think? You don't think that's sensible, though?
Well, that means everybody will be attacking everybody.
And that's not good. That's not the kind of society
Absolutely.
We want.
It becomes a chaos.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So that's
a very chaotic situation.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you. Turn off your radio. Thank you. Tell us your name.
Hello, Joy. How are you today?
Fine. Thank you very much. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Usana.
All right. We're happy to have you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. You remember last year I told you, I said, Nigeria, we are in a captive.
Yeah.
And just exactly is what is saying out. You see, my advice to Nigeria right now, if you and I does not want to deceive ourselves, gradually, Yoruba have one adage. I will speak it in Yoruba, then I will translate in English.
Okay.
He said, Ombo, Ombo, Awon Lande De, means you were about war in the north. You say, thank God, it's not happening here in the west. So, let it be in the north. Let the war continue ravaging them in the north. You understand? North is having problem. East is having problem.
I was trying to understand the adage. Okay, good. Because that problem is also our problem.
Yes. Now, the only southwest that is well secure before because of Yoruba culture, do you understand? That is having problem. So, and that tells you that if southwest should have problem, if Southwest will have a security problem, then this country is finished. Let me tell you one thing.
No, you can't. I don't know whether I thoroughly agree with the way you put it. Like, if the Southwest gets a security problem, I don't think the security issues that we're seeing today in Nigeria is necessarily tribe peculiar. I think there's a general problem now. Like, everybody's practically feeling the heat.
Joy. You are not getting that adage. Forgive me.
You have just about 25 seconds. I do apologize because I have to go off on a break.
Okay. So now what I want to say is that Jeremiah 51 verse 50 said, ye that escaped the sword of this country called Nigeria, he said you should run away. So my advice for every Nigerian who can lay his hand on money,
just run away out of this country. There will be problem in the next 2-3 months. There will be a lot of...
There's nothing is happening. Relax. Have some faith.
I am telling you.
Don't tell us. We're off on a break. We'll be right back.